attention. An old master was asked the secret of Zen, and he brushed the calligraphy for attention on a sheet of paper. The monk asking did not understand, so the master again painted attention on another sheet. When the monk still did not get it, the old man did attention, 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 all on one sheet. In Zen, we practice attention, not concentration. This is another great secret of Zen. Of course, naturally, in the beginning, we have to pay a lot of attention to or concentrate on the posture and the breath. But soon, we find the mind wandering as the posture becomes more comfortable and the breath slower, more natural. We may be beset with the monkey mind, busily jumping about from limb to limb of our mental tree. Or we may become mentally fatigued or sleepy. These are opposite sides of the coin of attention. Most people are, right away, confronted with the busy mind opening the floodgates of thought, now that we are not paying attention to anything in particular. All the suppressed and unconscious worries, thoughts, and everyday concerns come flooding to awareness. Often, they are in no particular order, and the same compulsive or obsessive thoughts come around again and again. This is normal, to be expected, and you are not alone. Just as we observe the breath, rather than trying to control it, we simply observe the thoughts, rather than trying to control them. Some teachers suggest categorizing and labeling them. This is a thought about money, work, family, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and so forth, to put them in a mental pigeonhole. You will find that you have maybe a dozen or so such categories, and that the seemingly broad range of thoughts coming up are mostly variations on the same themes. An Einstein, maybe, has a couple dozen pigeonholes. Another technique that I also recommend is keeping a notepad beside you when you sit, especially if you are involved in projects at work or at home. When sitting in Zazen, we are often much more clear-headed than otherwise, and may have an aha or eureka moment, where we have an insight into something that has been bothering us for some time. Just jot down a few keywords and plan to get back to it later. This has the beneficial effect of freeing the mind of obsessing over it, and allows us to get back to Zazen, which in turn raises the question, what am I getting back to? If Zazen is not about all of these everyday concerns, what is it about? This is a rhetorical question. It is less important to try to answer it than to keep raising it. If we are not paying attention to everyday concerns in Zen meditation, but setting them aside, what are we paying attention to, exactly? Well, of course, we pay attention to the posture, breath, and thoughts, in the sense of bare observation, dispassionately observing them, without emotionally engaging them. After a while, we lose interest in the thoughts the monkey mind keeps coming up with. We pay attention to the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, that the Heart Sutra reminds us are not as we think they are, given the emptiness, or shunyata, of Zen Buddhism. What does this emptiness look like? How does it sound? What is its taste, its fragrance? What is the thought of emptiness, or the emptiness of thought? What was Buddha's thought at the last moment before awakening? Not that we should dwell on these ideas. A great teacher said that Zazen is the self studying the self through the self. We might rephrase it slightly and say that Zen meditation is consciousness studying consciousness through consciousness. Attention is paying attention to attention. Attention to the posture and the breath, of course, but more directly, attention to attention itself. What is it that is paying attention? Eventually, as my teacher said, the posture, the breath, and the attention all come together in a unified way, and that is the real Zazen. It is possible, I suppose, to spend one's whole life imagining that one is sitting in Zazen, when one really is not. That which is paying attention, that which we are paying attention to, and the attention itself must come together into one thing for it to be the real Zazen. Usually, we think of a subject or mind paying attention to an object, such as the body. But in this real Zazen, Shikantaza in Japanese, meaning just precisely sitting, there can be no separation of subject and object, no separation of mind and body. We do not say that it is just one. The most we can say is not two. Please let these words and ideas go in one ear and out the other. Return your attention to the posture, the breath, to the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Eventually, they will reveal their true nature in all its emptiness. Please relax your legs. Take a deep breath. And join us again in your next session of Zen meditation.